Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show. I mean a great show. There is lots to get into. Obviously, NBA action. We got two hot playoff games on tonight. Brooklyn, of course, trying to take a decisive 3-0 lead over Milwaukee. And then the LA Clippers trying to avoid going back down into another 0-2 hole at Utah. What a night for NBA action. But there's more college football news that we have to deal with. And plenty to talk about. I can't wait with my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I talked to somebody today. It'll probably make you jealous.
Who?
It'll probably make you jealous, Rob.
Who is that?
I saw this guy. I talked to your favorite player, Kyrie, today.
Oh, did you?
Well, wow. I was going to lunch in my town in New Jersey, South Orange, and his dad was at the place I went to. And so I know his dad, so I talked with him a little bit. And he was actually on the phone with Kyrie when we saw each other. And so it was like Zoom or whatever, or not FaceTime, whatever.
Right, right. What did Kyrie say? Did he give you a head nod?
Nah, I mean, we talked just, small talk. I said, hey, man, good luck tonight. Keep doing your thing, blah, blah. Just some little small talk. But it was all good. And
he didn't say,
I thought,
what?
Yeah, I mean, I was.
What? I'm hurt.
He actually did mention you, but I don't want to tell you what he said. It was bad.
Hey, Rob Parker, you just
ugly. That was Kyrie. Is that what he
actually said? I agree with Kwame on Rob.
Oh, wow. I guess I'm not Kyrie's type either, huh?
No, it was all good. So we'll see what they do tonight. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Milwaukee. He's got to try to win. Right. I don't know. I'm just not convinced that it's hard for me to look at Brooklyn and think they're going to lose, but they're going to lose a game. So it might be tonight. The other thing too, Chris, I know we're going to get to it, but the stuff at Michigan and Bo Schembechler and whatnot. Did you read the details?
We're going to get into
so graphic.
We are going to get into that. And that is the utmost dereliction of duty, if it's true.
Yes.
Of a father, beyond the coach, which is bad enough.
Yeah.
But a father, we'll get into that. We got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. Our couple crew is in effect. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a TV theme song Thursday. So that should be fun.
We got special requests on a TV theme song Thursday. So okay. Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. We'll get them to Alex. But we do have a big one coming up on our first break.
I'm looking forward to it. Of course, super producer Rob G is in the house. And he's full of takes because he just did Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. So,
is that what that was? I heard the earth moved this morning. So I'm not sure if it was an earthquake or Rob G finally on the air. Is that what that was?
Straight Fire. Yes. All right. And on the updates, your man, Rob, Steve DeSager.
Yes, he is my man, Steve DeSager. Steve, the best voice on the update desk in the history of national sports talk radio.
For those that don't know, Steve is the Heisman.
Whatever.
And Rob is the invisible defender that he's stiff-arming. anyway, let's get it popping, Rob Parker. The first thing, we're going to go to college football. I mean, you brought up Bo Schembechler, and we will get to that.
Yes, we will.
But we talked about it a few days ago, and it appears that they're moving forward with it, Rob. So it looks like College football, there's going to be a proposal. The College Football Playoff Management Committee is going to consider strongly expanding to a 12-team format. Of course, right now, it's four teams in the College Football Playoff, and they're talking about going to 12. Looks like it would be 2 years from now. But that is the proposal. Your thoughts?
Totally against it. As I said the other day, I'm just – it's like all the paper towel people in the country that got you convinced that you need to buy a 20-pack, and you see people walking around with all this paper towels that you don't need. You don't need to buy 20-pack of paper towels, and you don't need 12 college teams to vie for the national championship. We can't even get competitive games with four teams playing. Why in the world would we want 12? It's just a waste of time. The same teams will still be the ones that win. Not anybody new. I mean, we've heard this before. It's just like even when we do the 64 for the college basketball. Still waiting for a mid-major to win. They've been given every opportunity. Still waiting on that. But that hasn't changed. It's usually the same usual suspects. And that's what's going to happen in college football. The same teams will still win. They'll just have to win two or three games instead of one or two. I mean, that's all that's going to happen. This is nothing more, and it's fine, than a money grab to try to sell more playoff games to the networks to get people, the networks to pay more money for them, because they're not just a Sugar Bowl or some bowl or a bowl game that doesn't matter. Now this is for the national championship. This is like the best of 12, you know, teams. So now this costs a lot more because it's in the mix. I get it. They're trying to make up for the money that's been lost over the last year and a half. Anything to add more money to the mix, I get. I'm out on this. Let me know when we reach the final four teams. That's when I'll watch the college football playoff.
I love it. Rob Parker, you couldn't be more wrong. This is just what the doctor ordered. Enough of the nonsense. Four teams you're picking. With the parity in college football, now I'll give you Alabama here, Clemson there. They may be head and shoulders above the rest of the country, you know, in any given year. But the rest of the teams are very close. You see upsets on a weekly basis in college football. An unranked team will beat the number 15 team. The number 18 team will beat the number 5 team in the country. It happens all the time. I love it. We are now going to get some real stuff done. And look, the 14 playoff was an improvement, but it wasn't enough. This will I disagree with you that it's going to be the same team winning every year. Because on any given Sunday, baby, or in this case Saturday, anything can happen, especially with college kids.
There's no evidence of that.
I think there is evidence. There's no evidence because you've limited it to four teams.
No, but even during...
They might not be the right four teams.
Even in the regular season when they play, for the most part, every once in a while, an Appalachian State beats a Michigan.
Well, I'm not talking about an Appalachian State.
It ain't no every given Saturday.
That's a false. Beating in Oklahoma or something like that.
That's false.
I'm not talking about App State isn't even in the main level.
What, they're D1. Division One? I'm just saying.
One-double-A or FBS.
It's just a money grab, Chris, and you bought into it.
But everything's a money
hook,
grab,
line and, hook, line, and sinker.
No,
that doesn't mean we have to accept everything.
Can I talk?
No,
just,
not today.
You've been talking. Everything is a money. Stop it with the money grab. You do
everything
money grabs.
Everything ain't a money
I
grab.
Money grabs. I want money. I'm grabbing money. If
no,
I can
you
get
said you don't want
good,
money.
That's going to make me money, I'm grabbing it. So stop it with that. This is good. If you're a college football player, you want a chance to compete for a national championship. This gives more teams that opportunity, and I think it'll stop all of the best kids going to Alabama or Clemson or Ohio State, because now a coach from a top 10 school rather than a top 2 school can go to a kid and legitimately say, you can compete for a national championship here. I don't want to go to Alabama and sit on the bench when I can go somewhere else and get a chance to win a championship and start right away. So I think it opens up recruiting. That's a great thing. And it makes the postseason relevant for more kids. When it's just four teams, if I'm not in those four teams and I know I'm a high NFL draft pick, I'm seriously thinking about I'm not even playing in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl or whatever the bowl game is we made it to. Why risk it? But if I got a chance to be in a playoff and win a championship, I'm playing. I'm strapping up. I'm hitting folks. I love it, Rob Parker. You're way off on this. This is tremendous.
You just
tremendous.
It's a fake pipe dream that kids are going to go to some top, going to go to Iowa now because it's a 12
team. Why you keep saying schools that are out of the top 12
playoff, and now you
and
have
Iowa
a chance?
Isn't bad.
No, if Alabama's coming, and you telling me some other school like Michigan that's won one national championship since the Louisiana Purchase, they can't even qualify. They can't even qualify or get involved.
Qualify
now
you
tell that for the, they've never played in the college playoff. So
well,
Michigan
they can get in it now.
Okay, but they've won one they've shared one national championship in its history. And now you're telling me because it's
so what
12
do you
schools,
want, Rob? Okay,
no,
who
I'm
are the
telling
top
you.
Teams in the country?
I'm telling you that it's not going to open up anything. That's
so
all I'm telling
you. So why should we even
you.
Play the football season?
No,
if we know
because,
it's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio
because
State,
they
why
have
even
been,
play?
Because they've been able to get the best recruits and the kids keep going and the same schools, the kids given a choice are still going to pick those schools. If
why?
Alabama comes calling, well, I don't know. They keep
First
going
of all,
there, Chris.
Great. There are
I don't
great
know.
Players
maybe
that go
because
elsewhere, too.
Maybe because 15 players go to the NFL from Alabama. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
There's
I,
other
I have
schools
no
sending guys to the NFL, too. And,
well,
and
nobody,
your logic doesn't even make sense. Your
it
logic
does.
Is we only got two, three great teams in the country. So then let's just let those two or three play a little tournament.
That's what we've
it.
Been doing.
Why even have the rest of the NCAA season? If that's all
what we've
it's
been
about.
Doing. It's
Every
the same
single
thing.
Sport, you decide it on the field. Now this is better deciding it on the field. If you're really that good, win a few playoff games. What does it hurt? Like, what you're talking about, like, you're against it. What's the negative? Really?
It's just because it's uncompetitive. And would
you don't know that? You never
yes,
seen
I do.
It.
Yes, I do. Because I've
know?
Seen college basketball with the 64.
And I love
and my,
it. Who doesn't
and
love
my
March
point,
Madness?
My point is, why can't a mid-major win, Chris? Answer me that question.
Mid-major depends on the championship.
No,
they
why can't
lost.
They win?
Butler,
give me an example.
Gonzaga.
Why can't they win? Because the best players won't
Rob,
go.
I
the
don't
best
care
players
if
won't
they
go.
Win. They're competitive.
No.
They get
you just
to the
said,
championship game.
Your
what
argument
you
makes
need?
No sense.
So what?
You
they
said,
didn't win.
You
they
said
got
that
to the championship game. The
no,
second
but your
best
point,
team in the country last year, Gonzaga, is a mid-major.
No, but your point is you said that now that there's going to be an opportunity for kids to compete, that the best kids will still go to other schools. They haven't
right.
done that with mid-majors, Chris.
Really?
They're in the tournament.
Jalen Suggs? Isn't
no.
he one of the best players in the country?
Yeah, but there's always a story behind them. Yes,
Gordon
there's
Hayward,
always.
Wasn't he one of the best players?
No,
he
I'm talking
Butler.
About the creme de la creme are not
down
going
twice.
Are not going to
head.
Mid-majors. And that's why they can't win a championship. That's why they never won a championship.
You know, I just gave you two names off the top of my head.
Here's the scores, Chris. Let me give you the scores of the last three championship games. Bama, 52-24 of Ohio State. LSU, 42-25 over Clemson. Clemson, 44-16 over Alabama. Don't tell me some
and
school that's in the top 12
what does that
is going to change that.
What
it
does
ain't.
That mean? Tell me
those
what
are the
that
best
mean.
Schools and they
flesh
get killed.
Flesh it out. Flesh it
I already
out. What
told
does that
you.
Mean?
Your
does that
argument
mean
doesn't
one,
hold water.
Does that mean
your
there's
argument
one
doesn't
team
hold water?
That one, that, does that mean there's one team in the country that's head and shoulders above everybody else?
No,
so
it
let's
tells
just cancel
me,
the season. In
it
that
tells
case,
me that these other schools have
the
no
season.
Shot. Stop
let's just
it.
Give
just,
Alabama
just a pipe
the championship.
Dream.
Let's just give LSU the championship. Let's just give it to Clemson. I mean, what are you talking about? I don't care if it's a blowout. Let the kids play. You not like college football? What? I mean, my goodness, there is not a negative to this at all. And I will see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are you on board with a 12-team college football playoff. We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Wow. It is the Odd Couple. This is a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, that was one of my favorite cartoons.
That was, you used to watch that when you came home from school growing up, Underdog. And that special request goes out to Bill Doyle in New Jersey, who's in his car. I used to work with Bill Doyle. He's a radio guy in Jersey, Chris. I used to work with him at 97.1 in Detroit.
I love that. FM great, Sports great Day. Request. I mean, really, that I used to love Underdog. Definitely.
Yes. Definitely. Sweet Good Polly request. Purebred, his girlfriend.
Yes.
Sweet Polly
Purebred. Yes. And just for the record, the top player in the country this year, Chet Holmgren, going to Gonzaga. Top three players in this year's draft, Jalen Suggs, Gonzaga, Cade Cunningham, Oklahoma State, Evan Mobley, USC, not a blue blood among them. I'm telling you, it's about to spread. The wealth is about to spread. 877-99 on Fox. What do you guys think? Do you like the 12-team playoff idea or not? You'd rather keep it at four or some other smaller number.
All right, let's kick it off with Greg in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, you know, we love you guys in Montana. I love the. I'm glad. Hey, it's very rare that I agree with Rob Parker. There's
wow.
No way. There's no way I want a three-loss Auburn team ranked.
Thank 12. You.
I don't want them in the playoff. If they lost three times, give somebody else a shot. The five power conferences are still going to get their five teams. Where does that put Notre Dame? Who's the best?
Well,
team in the
Notre
country?
Dame can be at large. They can
be
an at large.
But it's the polls. So who's voting for who? Coaches are going to vote who they want. You got the SEC conference coaches voting for them. They're going to put as many
Notre
teams as they
Dame
can.
Doesn't get short shrift in the polls. When they're deserving, actually, a lot of times when they're not deserving, they get ranked high. And then they get walloped when they play a good team.
Rob, hey, put him back on vacation, Rob. I'm telling you. You know what? Let him go back on vacation.
You can't handle the truth.
There you go. Hey,
you
hey,
can't
Greg.
Handle the truth.
Greg, hey, I appreciate there's another level-headed
Greg.
Guy out in Montana who gets it. Who's
Notre Dame's
not always,
been top five
who's
two
not
of the last
always
four
just
years.
Going for whatever they toss out to you. You just buy it hook, line, and sinker. Whatever little trick they throw out. Here you go. Here's
who's
a little
they?
Fish. You ready?
And who's
Here you,
you?
Go. I'm talking about people who are all in for this. Joey in North Dakota. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joey? Oh, Joey dropped. What about Ron in Indiana? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Rob, is marijuana legal where you guys are at?
I think it is.
Tell Chris to back off a little bit on his daily supply.
Yes, tell
you don't agree either?
Chris, how can you compare basketball to football?
Well,
thank
Rob
you.
Did that. Rob
you
actually
do,
brought that up. That was Rob
up,
that brought up the basketball, so get it right.
You keep bringing up one, you know, you got one or two guys. You got it, like, and I know this is old school, but Larry Bird. Okay, give me one other player on an Indiana State team.
Look, I'm not saying this is going to lead teams, players, top-notch players to go to Youngstown State.
Yes, you
it's
did.
12
you said
teams.
Going to
Thank you. That's what he said.
That
it would, he said it would even what? Out recruiting. That's what he said.
No, what
you
I said
yes, you
is
did.
If you can get into the top 12, then you might have a better chance of getting some of the kids that'll go to Alabama or Clemson.
You have no chance. There's 22 starters in football. You got five in basketball.
Look, first of all,
no
enough
doubt,
of the basketball
Ron.
Thing.
No doubt,
Rob
Ron.
Is the one that brought up basketball. He is the one. I wouldn't have even mentioned basketball had he
not.
Well,
I wanted to
up.
Make the point that mid-majors don't win at the NCAA. There's 64
fine,
teams in the tournament,
to
and
the
they don't
caller,
win. It doesn't make you win.
So that's all I'm saying. Don't insult me.
Well, all I know is the
you
scores,
the one brought it up. That's
the
all
score
I'm
is 2-0 because nobody agrees with you on this. That
they
this
don't
is
know
so
what
great.
They're talking about.
Dave
you're
in Texas,
people to call you. You're tweeting the guys. I'm drowning
Dave in
up
Texas.
Here.
You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey guys, thank you. I love the emotion going on here.
Thank
but,
you, buddy.
But listen, I mean, I usually agree with Rob, but you know what? If there's televised 12 games, those other 8 teams are going to get more money, more television, and more players.
There
and that's
go.
All there. That's all there
are
is.
Are they
going to
win a national championship?
Maybe.
I'm asking
we'll
you.
See. We'll
no,
see.
No, I'm asking Dave. Dave,
no,
you really
no,
believe?
Oh, eventually, sure.
Eventually,
maybe
not
maybe not right away, but yeah, you bet. You know, there's a lot of people, they'd go to number 6 instead of number 3, you know, or number 1 Alabama because it's in their backyard. You know,
so Dave, how come Michigan that gets players and sends people to the NFL, they haven't even qualified for the national championship playoff, and they've won one national championship, which they shared back in 1991 in the school's history.
Yeah, well, because they get televised a lot, and they've
okay.
got a hit.
They get players, but they don't win a championship. Is my point?
I don't know what that has to do with it.
Yeah, because it doesn't mean you're going
to
win.
We'll see. I mean, let them play. Let the guys play.
We don't have to wait for them to play to know.
You didn't think? How many times in the NFL?
It's like leading sheep to slaughter.
How many times in the NFL do we think? What if we just took the top 4 records in the NFL?
Still
How
waiting
many times
for the,
we lose
still waiting for the Lions to
champion.
Win the Super Bowl. Still waiting for because
Tampa
you know
Bay
it's
wouldn't have won. Tampa Bay wouldn't have won it last year. They wouldn't have been, even been in it last year.
All they say
they
is, you know
it.
What? Hey, you know we have a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money. Now everybody has a shot. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. On that note, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling and Rolling, and I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story I read, hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey, 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 hey.
All right, so the Phoenix Suns
hey,
have
hey,
been
bro,
on
hey,
absolute
before we,
fire.
Hello, before we jump in there, Chris, I just want... You know
oh
Martin's my boy, but he's been so awful on these picks.
Listen, hey, you know what? This guy, Rob Parker, is
Martin.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, Chris.
Let's get something else wrong. Get
what were your picks?
Wrong,
what were your
I
picks?
I will never do you like this.
Martin, no, no, no. Wait a minute. No, I'm going to call you out because you were so – he picked, of course, the Lakers. He picked the Knicks. He picked Dallas. Who else did you get wrong? I mean, it's just – I lost track.
Well,
there's been
I,
so many.
I – Look, Martin, anytime you want to do another Jordan bet, I am down, brother. I'm down.
You know what?
We're real talk, bro. I'm down.
Both of you,
I bet you a pair of Jordans that Milwaukee doesn't win the championship. How about that? That's about
you want to bet me a
the, no, yeah, no, if Milwaukee wins the championship. I'll buy you a pair of Jordans.
Hey, real quick, Martin, before you, one more thing.
If they
thing.
Don't, you buy me.
Rob G, we just had the standings for the NBA playoffs, right, and where all the radio personalities stand, correct?
That is correct.
You two should be ashamed of yourself.
And who are in the top
you know
three?
That.
Who are the top three, Rob G?
Well, one of them would be the illustrious professor, Rob Parker.
Thank you.
Good. I'm glad for you.
The other
Where's
one,
Bruce
bad football season, you needed it.
Hold on, go ahead.
The other one would be, I believe it's our lead-in, R.J. Bell.
R.J. Bell, yep. Okay, he's in Vegas. Okay, and Ben Maller.
And Big Ben Maller.
That's right. Chris, nowhere to be found again.
That's all right. Nah, I'm happy for you, Rob, because I had a great football season.
No, you did
you
not.
You needed this.
You
didn't
need
did.
Me.
Tampa
no, you did
Bay.
Not. No,
get
you did
to the
not.
Super Bowl, I predicted it.
No, you did
it.
Not. I killed
Kansas
you during
City,
the regular
get to
season.
The Super
all right,
Bowl,
go ahead,
I
Martin.
Predict- I'm go about ahead, the playoffs.
I'm trolling
baby.
You, Rob.
You can
Parker,
beat Giannis.
You get on
you
that
can beat that regular season
you get
king.
On national television all the time. And you talk about how LeBron James is a front runner. You're the most front runner I've ever seen. I'm trolling that. So just know that. All right.
Go ahead. Now
in
we
any
can go.
Event, the Phoenix Suns have been on fire, and Devin Booker has been a walking bucket this postseason. Jokic has been carrying Denver, but since Murray went down, all the way to an MVP award. But Chris Paul had 15 assists and no turnovers for the third time in his playoff career and has been dominating the Nuggets. Chris, somebody who knows a little something about basketball, Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, Chris Paul is the best player in this series.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man. I think
right now at this very moment in time, now, if you did historical rankings at this point, obviously Chris Paul would be ranked number one right now above, you know, in these guys, of these players. But right now I say Jokic. Jokic is doing it all. And even in his playoffs when he's only averaging 4.5 assists, a lot of that is because his teammates aren't hitting buckets. He's giving you 24 points, his 11 rebounds. Chris Paul's got Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. They've got three of the four best players in the series, and that's one reason, you know, Chris Paul's playing great, but he's also got a much better supporting cast right now with Denver being injured. So I'm going with Jokic.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
Hey, he's played well. Good. Tip your cap to Chris Paul, but again, I'll take Devin Booker any day, any time, and he didn't have to do what he did to the Lakers. That really hurt, Martin. Didn't you have the Lakers in that series? I'm sorry. I would take Devin Booker.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not letting it go.
Martin's rarely right. So when he is right, he's going to gloat. You gotta,
no,
you
it's not
understand.
That I'm right. Chris, I was right on five series.
Good
Martin
for
was
you.
Wrong.
Okay.
No, that's what I'm talking about, Chris. That's really what it is. It's he's right.
It's so
rarely.
Rare.
You're like, congratulations, you're a weatherman who predicted 5 days of sun in Southern California. You picked all the favorites. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. In any event, totally rolling Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Rodgers is miles from training camp, and the Packers might secretly be happy about that. Because much like when Chris Broussard takes vacation, the backup gets the first team reps. Jordan Love has been getting all the first team reps this offseason, and he says, quote, he's definitely ready to start week one if needed. Mr. Broussard, the Packers have won the NFC North back-to-back years. Trolling or rolling, the Packers will win the division again, no matter who the quarterback is.
Trolling that.
Hey.
Look, Matt LaFleur is a good coach. Again, that playoff call notwithstanding. So, you know, they might have a shot. I mean, who's the world beater in that division outside of them? But without Aaron Rodgers, I do think they fall off big time, and I would not bet on them winning it without Rodgers.
I'm trolling it as well.
MVP
who put up the numbers that they did, what they did in the red zone, all the other numbers and receivers. I don't think just anybody can make the throws that he's made, and I don't think those receivers would work as well. Not that they couldn't win any games, but I don't think they'd be the same.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Paul Playoff P. George has been known for his postseason shortcomings, and the Jazz fans have not been afraid to let him hear it. They chanted overrated and his self-given nickname Playoff P almost every time PG touched the ball. George said, quote, I like it. It's a part of the game. You want that as an opposing player. Rob, trolling or rolling that Paul George likes the pressure from fans?
I'm rolling with it.
Wow.
I think that is a part of basketball. He's played long enough. Anybody who's afraid of fans yelling at them didn't stop him from playing well and making baskets against Dallas in that series. Yeah, he's had some bad games. He's known for that every so often. But he'll bounce back, and he'll be a good player. And I've seen him have big days even when people are getting on him.
So the question was, are you rolling with that he likes the pressure or doesn't
like the question? From the fans, yes.
Yeah, I don't like the pressure.
Yeah, I'm trolling it.
He don't want that. Man, he don't want it.
And I like playoff P, but come on, he's had too many bad playoff games. I mean, he's had 12 games in his playoff career where he shot 25% or less.
I thought it was 10. Is it 12?
I counted it today. It was 12.
Oh.
And I heard 10 on the from Shannon Sharp as well, but I counted it. It looked like it was 12.
Okay.
But anyway.
I thought the number was 10.
He shot 32% over his last three games. Now, that doesn't mean he can't have a good game. I actually think he'll have a big game tonight. But he said he was indecisive in game one because of Gobert, you know, clogging up the paint. What? You've been in the league long enough. You've played against Rudy Gobert and rim protectors before. Why are you indecisive? So I just think PG is a little, you know, I don't think he digs the pressure. So I'm going to say I'm trolling that.
All right. I don't know if this made it into the update, but the track and field championships are today. And Rob Parker, as you can tell, he didn't win. He did not win his front-running victory lap. However, he is definitely participating. I'll just have you know. And he has been, Chris Broussard, in my phone, on my social media, on my podcast, and now on my national radio spot. So we'll see how long it continues to go. But I would
just
like
you
to know,
Martin,
this is now day four.
He's so excited that he's actually gotten a few things right that he's just telling everybody.
If you listen to our podcast, the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast on the
I never
extra
missed
point.
The Lemon Pepper Parlay.
That's all right, but I'm telling you, Martin was feeling himself, Chris, so I have to knock the young guy down a little bit because he swore he had all the picks. I'm not betting against LeBron. Dallas is going to beat them. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was all into himself. So I think he got some comeuppance.
You know what? You weren't talking big and bad. You weren't talking big and bad when Kawhi had 41 and Paul George had 28 and they're down 2-0 in the series.
Who won the series?
You weren't talking nothing. None of this.
Who won the series?
It's a seven-game series, you know, Martin. Seven games.
Yeah, all I know, Martin, is I'm here for any bet you want, baby. Any bet you want, I'm here for it. All right?
Bruce, I'm getting it back, baby. Don't you believe that, brother.
All right, that is our man, Martin Weiss, with trolling.
It's all right, Martin. Lick your wounds.
Yes. Peace, brother. Peace. All right. Contrary to popular opinion, Giannis does not necessarily have to win tonight. I'll explain next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And the Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets are started. 2 minutes into the game, and the Nets off, to say the least. They missed three layups so far. Somewhat contested, but they don't look good. A few turnovers early. They just really look disengaged, but it's early. We've obviously seen things turn around.
Got a score? What's the score? I'm about to...
4-0.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, so it's early. Nets are 0-4, though, but Giannis had a rousing dunk as he drove the lane, so... we'll see. You would think, Rob, I mean, the Bucks aren't scrubs. You know what I mean? You would think that
if they lose,
I picked Brooklyn
if they lose
in six,
tonight,
so
at home,
you would think they
I
might
mean,
win tonight. It's over, obviously. Yeah, no team's ever won from a 3-0 deficit, I don't believe.
Yeah, I just don't. If they're going to win a game, and I believe I picked the Nets in six, so I expected the Bucks to win two.
Right.
I didn't expect them to get beat up the way that they have, but, you know, we'll see.
So where are you at? I was on TV all day talking about, is Giannis's legacy on the line and so on and so forth. I'll give you my quick thoughts. No, Giannis is 26. He's in his eighth season, Rob. He's only in his fifth year being a star. Remember, he didn't come into the league as a star. And I'll give you the prime example, LeBron. LeBron... what happened in 2009 when he was still in Cleveland in his first stint, won 66 games, won his first MVP. They get bounced by Dwight Howard and no other stars. I mean, he's some good players, Rashard Lewis, Hedo Turkoglu, Skip to Malou, you know, guys like that. But no other superstars, and they bounced LeBron in the conference finals. And then the next year, won the MVP again, 61 wins, number one seed. They get bounced by Boston. You remember, that was a strange series, Rob. LeBron didn't end well. And then he goes to Dallas or to Miami with the two superstars, Wade and Bosh, and they lost their first finals together because LeBron was struggling. LeBron melted down. And so that was 8 years in. So you talk about you've got an opportunity to rewrite your legacy no matter where it is. These guys are too young for this to define them. LeBron's obviously now won 4 rings, and he's in the GOAT conversation, you know? And so
with some people, right?
Yeah, well, he's in the conversation with most, but yeah, most I still think Jordan, which I do too, as you. But he's in that, you know, he's in the conversation. And so that's all I'm saying is that's an example. Giannis has plenty of time. Now, he's obviously got some warts in his game, but he's got plenty of time. There's no way to me this defines his legacy. It'll take some punch, he'll take some shots in the present, but he's got time to redeem himself.
Yeah, I mean, I just think everything is not that definite and final, right? And you know what I mean? If this was his last year, and even then, like Karl Malone, he had a great career. He joins the Lakers, right? Even if he would have won, would that really have made
that
any difference?
Have to thing.
It wouldn't have changed anything. It wouldn't have changed anything. So, yeah, I just think that's premature, something to talk about, but I don't think it's rooted in anything. And, you know, it took Michael a long time to win. It took LeBron a long time to win, and you don't know if Giannis gets the right person or player. I mean, they're winning 9-0 tonight. Maybe they'll win tonight. And does that change his legacy because they won Game 3 at home? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, right, exactly. Like, now, this doesn't change anything if they win tonight. Even if he came out and he hit a bunch of threes. Right. Oh, the jumpers. We know he can do it for a game or two or maybe three.
Exactly.
Can't do it for a whole postseason, though, or probably not even a whole series. And so, you know, but they got to be smart, try to get him the ball in the post. I don't think they should just have him at the top of the key all the time trying to drive. So maybe they'll make some adjustments. They've gotten some buckets in transition with him this time. All right, 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Lock it.